Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, April 1st, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. In an op-ed for the Daily Beast, security consultant Gavin DeBecker concluded with high confidence that the Saudis had access to Bezos' phone as a result of an investigation into how the National Enquirer obtained intimate exchanges between Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos and Lawrence Sanchez. DeBecker could not prove a direct link between the Enquirer's access to the material and Saudi access to Bezos' phone, but he found that the Enquirer indicated it has knowledge of the exchanges prior to receiving them from the reported source Michael Sanchez. The Enquirer's parent company, AMI, denied Saudi Arabia was involved. Findings of the investigation have been passed on to federal officials. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg published an op-ed in the Washington Post calling for internet regulation across four areas: harmful content, election integrity, privacy, and data portability. In the piece, he suggested creating third-party bodies to set standards governing the distribution of harmful content and having companies graded against those standards, privacy regulation in the mold of the EU's GDPR, and support for the Data Transfer Project for standardizing data portability. The Wall Street Journal published additional findings about failures of Care.com in vetting caregivers and daycare centers. The journal claims that Care.com deleted 72% of daycare centers, over 46,000 businesses, previously listed on their site days before their initial March 8th report came out, while Care.com states that it only removed 45% but didn't provide a total number. The original report found that Care.com listed hundreds of daycare centers as falsely having state certification, as well as listing caregivers with criminal records who then went on to commit crimes against someone they were caring for. Facebook announced the Why Am I Seeing This feature for the newsfeed, providing details into how its algorithm sorts non-ad content for the first time. The explanation will also feature shortcuts for See First, Unfollow, Newsfeed Preferences, and Privacy Settings to allow for further newsfeed customization. The feature is rolling out to all users and will be available across Facebook on May 2nd. Cloudflare announced an update to their 1.1.1.1 DNS Resolver app, which now integrates a VPN called Warp. Warp encrypts all internet traffic from a device to the point it hits Cloudflare's network and uses a Google-developed protocol called QUIC, which builds on UDP to offer improved reliability, replacing Transmission Control Protocol, or TCP. Cloudflare claims using QUIC and routing traffic over their wide network will noticeably decrease page loads while offering improved security. Warp will be available in an update to the 1.1.1.1 app as of April 1st, with paid plans available for greater access speed. Google announced new features for Gmail. Webmail users will now have the option of scheduling emails from the Compose window. Gmail's Smart Compose feature is also coming to all Android users after an initial launch on Google's Pixel phones and coming to iOS soon, according to G Suite Director of Product Management, Jacob Bank. Smart Compose can now also suggest subject lines, adapt to a user's writing style, and supports Spanish, French, Italian, and Portuguese. In an emailed media statement, Apple Senior Vice President of Hardware Engineering Dan Riccio announced that Apple was canceling its previously announced AirPower wireless charging mat. Riccio cited failure to achieve high standards in the product as the reason for the cancellation. Air Power was originally announced in September 2017. THX announced it will debut its large format THX Ultimate Cinema by this summer at the Regency Westwood Village Theater in LA. The format features dual laser 4K barcode projectors and a THX certified 7.1 immersive sound system. THX pledges to master at least 30 films per year for the system, and projectors are compatible with regular movies via digital cinema package projection. Airbnb confirmed it has invested in India's hospitality services and booking aggregator OYO, with sources telling TechCrunch the investment being worth $150 to $200 million. In a late 2018 funding round, OYO was valued at around $5 billion. The companies are exploring having some of OYO's 500,000 rooms across 13,000 hotels and 6,000 homes in 8 countries listed on Airbnb. And finally, Epic Games CEO Tim Sweeney told the Financial Times that Fortnite's collaborative building Creative Mode has attracted 100 million players since launching in December 2018. Epic Games had previously disclosed in March that Fortnite had over 250 million registered players. Sweeney stated he sees the game and Creative Mode specifically as part of a continuum to transition people from playing games to eventually creating them in Unreal Engine. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can also find show notes there and links to all these headlines as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.